So lie down on the floor, relax in Shavasana, the arms apart, the feet apart. And take a few nice, long, slow, deep inhalations, exhalations, expanding the abdomen as you inhale, and contracting the abdomen as you exhale. Letting go of any thoughts of the past, any projections into the future. Just keeping the awareness very firmly in the present moment, in the here and now. And now bring the focus, the attention to the palms of the hands. Make the palms of the hands very sensitive. And see what sensations you can observe in the palms of the hands at the moment. Perhaps a tingling sensation or a vibrating sensation. Maybe a pulsing sensation or a throbbing sensation. Perhaps heat. Perhaps cold. Perhaps dryness. Perhaps dampness. Anything at all. Just observe whatever is happening in the palms of the hands at the moment. Observe whatever sensation occurs. And now moving the awareness out along the fingers as well, making the fingers very alive, feeling the fingers from the inside out. Each finger individually, the thumb, the first finger, the second finger, the third finger, and the fourth finger. Making even the fingertips very sensitive. And feel the sensations in the palms of the hands and the fingers at the same time. And keeping that same kind of quality of focus and awareness, moving the attention now to the soles of the feet. The soles of the feet. Making the soles of the feet very sensitive now. And see what sensations you can observe there. Start to feel the toes as well, in the same way as you felt the fingers. Feeling the shape of the toes, the sensations in the toes. And the toes, often much more difficult to feel than the fingers. Perhaps you can make out the shape of the big toe or the little toe. The three middle toes, often much more difficult to feel. Sometimes it just seems like it's a hazy blur down there. See if you can detect the point where the second toe touches the third toe, or the third toe touches the fourth toe. making all the toes very sensitive. The toes and the soles of the feet very sensitive. And feel the soles of the feet almost permeable. And feel as if you're breathing in through the soles of the feet, all the way up through the body. And breathing out all the way down the body, out through the soles of the feet. Breathing in from the soles of the feet all the way up to the top of the head. And breathing down, out through the soles of the feet. And as you mentally scan the body, see if you're holding any little tension anywhere. And if so, just exhale that tension out through the soles of the feet. Any little tension at all, physical, mental, emotional, letting go through the soles of the feet. Letting go, you don't need it anymore. It no longer serves you. And now we'll move through the whole body, part by part, piece by piece, mentally auto-suggesting each part of the body to relax completely. Starting at the toes, relaxing the toes. Telling your toes that they are completely relaxed. The toes completely relaxed. Relaxing the soles of the feet. The soles of the feet relaxed. Relaxing the top of the feet. Relaxing the spaces between the bones on the top of the feet. The top of the feet relaxed. Relaxing the heels, the ankles, the Achilles tendon. All relaxed. The toes and feet and ankles now completely relaxed. Completely relaxed, letting go of the feet now. Moving up to the calf muscle. Feeling the contact with the floor. The surface area of the calf muscle in contact with the floor, the pressure there. Relaxing the calf muscles completely. And going deep inside the calf muscle. See what sensations you can observe there. The calf muscles completely relaxed. Relaxing the shins. Relaxing the knees. The front of the knees, the kneecaps. And the back of the knees, the tendons, the ligaments, the nerve endings, all completely relaxed. Relaxing the front of the knees and the back of the knees. And then going deep inside the knee joint. Relaxing deep inside the knee joint. Telling your knees that they are strong and healthy. Strong, healthy knees. Relaxing the thighs, the front of the thighs, the quadriceps, the back of the thighs, the hamstrings. Relaxing the front of the thighs and the back of the thighs. Relaxing the buttocks, the lower back. The middle of the back, the space between the shoulder blades, and the shoulder blades themselves relaxed. Relaxing the back of the shoulders, the back of the neck and the back of the head. Let the back of the head sink down into the floor, giving the full weight of the head to the floor, relaxing the whole back of the body, the whole back of the rib cage. And feel the contraction and expansion of the back of the rib cage as you breathe. And relaxing the whole length of the spinal column, from the tip of the tailbone up through the lumbar vertebrae, all the way up the back between the shoulder blades, the cervical vertebrae, the back of the neck, all the way up to the occiput, the hollow on the back of the head where the spine joins the skull. And then moving the awareness back down the spine, then the occiput, the back of the neck, down between the shoulder blades, the lower back, all the way down to the tip of the tailbone. Move the awareness up and down the spine a few times now, relaxing the spine. And visualize the spine as a hollow tube. Imagine that the breath is flowing up and down through that tube as you move the awareness mentally up the spine, inhaling and exhaling as you move the awareness down the spine, back down to the tailbone. Be very aware of the shape of the spine, the different parts where the spine touches the ground, where it doesn't touch the ground. The whole spinal column completely relaxed. Completely relaxed. I'm moving to the front of the body now, relaxing the front of the hips, the hip joints themselves, the heads of the femurs, relaxing the lower parts of the body, the reproductive organs relaxed, relaxing the abdomen. And take a moment to observe the movement of the abdomen as you breathe, observing the gentle rise and fall of the abdomen, seeing how the abdomen tends to rise upwards as you inhale and sink down as you exhale. But just observing the breath, not trying to control the breath. Observing the movement. And follow that movement up into the chest. See the rise and fall of the chest as well, the front of the rib cage. And feel the whole rib cage, very big. And see if you can detect the lateral expansion, the sideways movement of the rib cage as you breathe. Imagine you're breathing into the sides of the lungs if you had such a thing. The whole abdomen and rib cage now completely relaxed. Completely relaxed. Relaxing the front of the shoulders, the top of the shoulders. Relaxing the upper arms, the deltoids, the biceps, the triceps. Relaxing the elbows, the forearms. relaxing the wrists, the palms of the hands relaxed, and the back of the hands. Palms of the hands open towards the sky. And feel the contact of the back of the hands with the floor, the texture of the floor, the temperature of the floor. And see if you can keep the awareness in the palms of the hands and the back of the hands at the same time. Is it possible to observe sensations in the palms of the hands and the back of the hands at the same time? Or does the awareness tend to move backwards and forwards between one and the other? And examine what happens when the awareness moves from the palms of the hands to the back of the hands. Now relaxing the fingers, relaxing each finger individually, the thumbs, the first finger, the second finger, the third finger, and the fourth finger. All the fingers very relaxed now. Relaxing the knuckles, and even relaxing the fingernails. The fingers and hands relaxed. The hands and arms relaxed. The arms and shoulders relaxed. Relaxing the neck, the back of the neck, the sides of the neck, and the front of the neck, the whole throat region, the voice box. And see if you can observe the movement of the air up and down the throat, or rather the trachea. Feel the air coming into the lungs, going out of the lungs. And the whole throat, neck, trachea, completely relaxed now. Completely relaxed. Relaxing the head and face, starting at the chin, the jaw, the mouth. Check that the teeth are not touching together, the jaw is very relaxed. And that the tongue is relaxed in the mouth. Even relaxing the gums in the mouth, the teeth. Relaxing the lips. And make the lips very sensitive. See what sensations you can observe in the lips now. Particularly the point where the lips meet. Follow that line and see what sensations are there. Relaxing the lips completely. Relaxing the cheeks. The ears. Feel the shape of the ears. Relaxing the ears. Relaxing the temples. Relaxing the forehead. The forehead very smooth and light. The forehead completely relaxed. Letting go of any wrinkles, any furrows. Relaxing the forehead completely. Relaxing the eyebrows. The left eyebrow. Feel the shape of the eyebrow, the right eyebrow, and the point between the eyebrows, or just slightly above. Completely relaxed. Relaxing the eyelids. And relaxing the eyes themselves. The eyeballs very heavy, sinking down in their sockets. Relaxing the eyes. Relaxing the back of the eyes. The back of the eyes. Relaxing the nose, the right nostril, the left nostril. And see if you can detect which nostril is dominant now. Are you breathing more through the right nostril or through the left nostril? There's no right or wrong answer. Just observe the reality of the breath as it is at this present moment, accepting that breath as it is. And now relaxing the whole scalp area, the sides of the head, the back of the head, the top of the head, the whole scalp area now relaxed. Relaxing all the way down to the roots of the hair. Even relaxing the skull, the brain inside the skull. The left and right hemispheres relaxed. The whole head and face now completely relaxed. The whole body completely relaxed. From the top of the head all the way down to the tips of the toes, the tips of the fingers. The whole body very relaxed, very calm, very peaceful. And keep the awareness on the breath, in the nostrils. Make the inner walls of the nostrils very sensitive. See if you can feel the touch of the breath very high up inside the nostrils. Once again, just observing the breath, not trying to control the breath. Let the breath be as deep or as shallow, or as quick or as slow as it wants to be. And at the same time as you breathe, visualize a golden yellow light and imagine that you're breathing in that light. And as you exhale, you're sending that light throughout the entire body, all the way down to the tips of the fingers, the tips of the toes, the top of the head. Inhaling the light and exhaling, sending that light throughout the body. Revitalizing every single cell in the body. Reharmonizing every single cell in the body. Bringing a sense of peacefulness, serenity, calmness, and joy with each inhalation. And with each exhalation, sending that around the entire body. At peace with yourself. Peace with the world. At peace. Peace.